Then your second season, Peter Ford was captain, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Us about Peter. Was that when your lives first became entwined?
Yeah, so yeah, because that's 59-60. In those days, we were 15 and 13 in the back row. And, yeah, he was quite helpful to me. He was big, tall, lanky. Put himself about a little bit, just a little bit. he turned out to be a good friend.
What sort of advice did he give you in those early days?
Do it to them before they do it to you. I think that was more or less the advice in those days. But he was very astute, very shrewd, good captain. Matter of fact, I don't think he's ever been equal or beaten since, 13 consecutive wins in that season.
Mm.
Doesn't sound many, 13. But in that season, when I was coach, when we played 48 games and only lost 3, we still never managed to win 13 on the trot.
Mm.
It's quite an achievement.
Yeah, indeed.
And Leicester beat us up there on the 14th.
Dave Owen was the other member of the back row, wasn't he, with you and Peter?
Yeah.
What sort of player was he?
Oh, he was a fantastic player. Player's player. Put the fear of God up to everybody. He was a good player. Real honest, hard-working bloke. Matter of fact, that year, when Pete was captain, the headlines in the Citizen for the first game was the veteran back row, Ford, Smith and Owen. Me and Dave were 19 and Pete was about 25, 26, something like that. We were a veteran back row. Made it. You knew you made it when Bill Cale stitched your name inside the shorts.
Because
you had your name stitched inside the shorts and the shirt. So you went in the dressing room and there was it all hanging up. As you went in, there his name was in the back of the shorts. You thought, oh, blimey, I've made it yet.
We should explain to our listeners that coming here to Churchdown to speak to Dick, we're in his house, which faces right across to Peter Ford's house.
Yeah.
And how did that come about?
Oh, I was a sheet metal worker at Gloucester Aircraft Company. Just finished my apprenticeship, and it closed down. And I was offered a job in Baginton with Armstrong Whitworth. Pete was captain. And he said, what are you going to do? I said, well, go to Coventry, I suppose. Well, Pete Robbins was playing for Coventry then and England at the same time. He said, you won't get in there. I said, come on then, I'll give you a job until you find something else. And I was there for 42 years. First professional rugby player. He gave me a job anyway.
Yeah. I don't think that was unknown in those days.
No.
What do you remember, Dick, as sort of the biggest matches that you had for Gloucester?
Cardiff, Newport, Swansea. Hmm. And then Astley. They were the big games. Just that, over that Black Bridge. It was, and Pontypool. Pontypool was a favourite place. Aberavon. They were the games you look forward to, playing against the Welsh.
Hmm.
Far more than the English side. Okay. Having said that, when you played against Northampton, when Jeeps and Hyde and Sykes and Hetherington and all those players were playing, that was something special as well. They were all international back row, back division. It was quite testing.
Yeah. That, I mean, obviously that tradition of the big games being against the Welsh clubs goes right back to the 19th century.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's evident in the history that that's the case. And I guess the supporters were aware of that history as well.
Yeah.
But, do you say that as well because of the standard of those clubs?
They played some fantastic rugby, the Welsh. Mm. Every time you went, every club had a set of halfbacks. Pontypool with Colin Evans and Benny Jones, and Swansea with Williams and Richards, Brian Richards. Bobby Prosser and David Watkins at Newport, Tommy McCarthy and Louis Williams at Cardiff. They were all players, you know, international class. Mm. Tony O'Connor and Cliff Ashton at Aberavon. Terrific sides. Malcolm Price in the centre. Some real good class players.
Which of those standoffs to sort of stick out in your mind as the hardest for you to pin down as the opposing wing forward?
I was quite fortunate. I used to do well against the Welsh outside halves. The one that troubled me the most was an Englishman, for Horrocks Taylor.
Hmm.
He was a biggish fella.
Hmm.
And you could tackle him all right, catch him all right, but you always seemed to have a habit of leaning around and getting the ball away as you tackled him. Whereas the Welsh wanted to beat me. You know, they were number 10, number 7. They wanted... It was a little bit of a war.
Mm.
And they couldn't resist taking you on. Which made it quite interesting. I'm still friends with a lot of players now. You know, David Watkins. I went down to the Newport game earlier this season. Had a long chat with him.
Yeah. That's always one of the joys of rugby, isn't it? Yeah. The friendships yeah. that you make.
Mm. He went on to rugby league, didn't he?
Yeah,
David
yeah,
Watkins.
Yeah. Played for the British Lions and the British Isles.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's back in charge at Newport now.
All right.